Hello, Stanislaus State, and welcome to the Taking Care of You podcast. This podcast is all about sharing information to help students, faculty, and staff stay safe on campus. I am your host, Chris Correa, Communication Studies major here at Stan State. On today's episode, we have Andrea Perkins, a counselor at Stan State Psychological Counseling Center.
You're listening to the Taking Care of You podcast.
Hello, Stanislaus State, and welcome back to the Taking Care of You podcast. I am your host, Chris Correa. Joining me today is Andrea Perkins of the Stan State Psychological Counseling Center. Thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So to start off, can you kind of like introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Andrea Perkins, and I am a counselor here at CSU Stanislaus, and I am a licensed clinical social worker.
How did you become involved in psychological counseling, and how did that lead you to Stanislaus State?
I'm an alum, so I obtained my bachelor's and my master's here from CSU Stan.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And I also obtained my graduate degree here for the, I obtained my master's in social work here at Stanislaus as well. So, I don't know. I feel like this is my home. This is my community. And I've had a long history of being in social work, more than 20 years. And I ended up going into clinical social work kind of in the middle part of my career. Initially, I started out at Child Welfare. But I also felt like I wanted to have a deeper connection with the population that I served. Because I always, as a social worker, you engage with people and you help them with their problems and so forth. But I wanted to really feel like I was assisting with them, helping to find solutions and healing, as opposed to just going through the motions or just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
So typically in social services, that's what it is. It's like a temporary fix. So I wanted to be able to go deeper to kind of heal some of those wounds. So that's what led me to being a mental health counselor.
So now that you're at Stan State, tell the audience kind of what you do here in your current position here at Stan State.
Okay. So I'm a counselor for PCS, which is a psychological counseling center on campus. And I do mental health therapy with the students here. And also we do a lot of outreach, providing like education and going to speak at different, for different departments, letting them know about mental health and how to, you know, how to cope with the stressful environment and helping students deal with the common stressors they deal with, you know, anxiety, you know, test anxiety, some of the easier things to more complicated things where people are having real serious mental health problems. So
you kind of spoke about some of the things that you do. Can you kind of elaborate on all the different kinds of services that the Counseling Center provides to the campus community?
Sure. We provide individual counseling for students, so long as they're currently enrolled. It doesn't cost them any additional fees. We also have groups so that, you know, groups cater to specific topics like anxiety or wellness or body positive, being body positive. And we also offer couples counseling for students. The requirements are they both have to be currently enrolled. But we offer counseling, couples counseling as well.
So how could the campus community access these resources if they're interested or if they need it?
That is an excellent question. And so they can either call the counseling office and schedule an appointment, and I could provide that phone number if needed. That's the best way. Or, well, actually, right now we're doing telehealth services, so which means that that's only through telephone or video Zoom sessions, so present. The best way would be to access the services is to call and make an appointment.
What are some of the most reoccurring issues at Stan State the Counseling Center has seen over the past few semesters?
Well, as we are all struggling and kind of coping and trying to recover from all the backlash or the fallout, rather, I should say, with dealing with COVID-19, it just seems like most of us, many of us, students, faculty, staff, everyone, struggling with anxiety feelings or low mood, mm-hmm. feelings of isolation, mm-hmm. Struggling with motivation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, from what the students, you know, from my experience talking with the students, it was very challenging to go from being out and, you know, going on campus and socializing and have that whole college experience.
Yeah.
And to not be able to have that for, you know, it's been 2 years, like over 2 years, right?
Yeah, we're nearing 2 years, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So I get that. We get that a lot. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, I'm really struggling with, you know, anxiety, or I'm really feeling low mood, or I'm feeling isolated, or I'm mm-hmm. feeling sad, hard for me to get up in the morning. You know, I think it's just not only our students, but everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's the thing about COVID-19. It didn't affect just one group. It affected literally everybody, all backgrounds, all social classes. Like, so that's a really important thing to know. It's like there are services here that could help the campus community who are struggling like that.
Absolutely.
If I understand correctly, the counseling center is going to be closed pretty soon, or is it closed?
No, actually, no. The counseling center services will always be available.
Okay.
The physical building is going to be undergoing some sort of changes or some construction of some kind.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. Sorry if I wasn't specific.
That's
enough.
Okay. No, uh-huh. No. So the physical location, the building, won't be accessible, mm-hmm. But we will continue to have telehealth services as we always have.
So in terms of the actual physical area, what is the purpose of that closure? And like, what's the timeline of when that's going to be finished?
Well, I'm to understand, I believe they just started with they're doing some sort of changes or, I don't know, reconfiguring of the inside of the building to make it, I don't know, to make it easier accessible, to you know, improve the overall appearance and uh-huh. comfort level of the building. So I was told that it would be a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. But we don't have a definitive date on when they're going to be finished.
Yeah. And like you said, as long as the teleservices are still available, students can still access that every time.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
So to get more into the kind of the times of the psychological counseling center, what days are certain workshops, or what time are certain services available to students?
Oh, okay. So our office is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday mm-hmm. through Friday. Those are our regular hours. And we usually start having sessions with our clients at 9 o'clock in the morning. And our usually the last appointment is around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, of course. And then there's walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 9 to 2 p.m. And, of course, we're closed for lunch from noon to 1. Mm-hmm. But at that time, there are the phone lines automatically roll over to crisis services. So there'd always be somebody that's available to answer the phone. And if somebody's in crisis, they'd be able to speak with a counselor. Summer hours are a little bit different. Summer hours, our services are, but the office opens at 7:30. We still start to see clients around 9 o'clock, but we close early. We close at 4 o'clock, and lunch still stays from 12 to 1.
For those who are interested in finding out more about the Psychological Counseling Center, where could they go?
We have a website that they can go to, and that's www.csustan.edu/counseling. And we also have an Instagram account, and that's at StanStatePCS. And of course, they can always call, and we have wonderful front end staff, and they would love to. They are very kind and compassionate, so they'd mm-hmm. be willing to help in any way they can.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, a general message to the campus community? I know a lot of us are getting ready for finals. They just got through with midterms, and we're about to head out into winter vacation pretty soon for those who aren't taking winter classes here on campus. So any messages for those people?
Yes, self-care is so important. You know, we often hear that, we learn about that in school and taking care of ourselves, but it's paramount, especially now with things the way that they are. We're kind of coming out of our little COVID coma, so to speak. And it's just really nice, you know, enjoy this time if you can with your family and loved ones. Nourish yourself, nurture yourself, take a walk, get some fresh air. If you're feeling super overwhelmed, please feel free to reach out. Give the PCS a call. Make an appointment because we're here for you.
That's all I have for you today, Andrea. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know a lot of our listeners will truly appreciate the information you've given us. For our listeners, we're recording this the day before Thanksgiving. So I wish you a happy Thanksgiving with you and your loved ones.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your loved ones and everyone, all of our campus community, CSU campus community as well.
And that will do it for this episode of the Taking Care of You podcast. I'm your host, Chris Correa. And if you want to listen to all episodes of the podcast, you can find them now on Spotify and most other podcasting platforms.